When was the most, didn't one hit down here fairly recently?
Well, that was 2 years ago. It was, let's see, that would be 75. Wasn't that when that Eloise come?
I think so. Now, which one was, figure, the worst that hit down here?
Well, Eloise is the worst that hits here for this purpose. The rest of them, this coast wasn't up and down this from here to Panama City. There wasn't nothing but homestead houses up until 36 along in there. And the reason that the hurricanes done worst coastwise here was on account of there wasn't nothing out there to wash away. It's not like there are now. The houses all built in the Gulf now, you see. And I'd say that Eloise, this last one, is the worst one we've had here for damage.
But how much did they estimate damage that it did?
Oh, mercy, I've heard, but I don't. It was an enormous amount of money.
Up in the millions
or something? Ooh, I reckon so. Had to be, because, just for instance, that's the round towner up yonder. Have you seen that thing?
Yes. Still.
It's still with me there, I reckon, because they ain't able to, somehow or another, they don't, can't afford to do anything, and I don't think they're going to let them. But that was just one example, and it's still there for people to look at.
I know a few of the cottages and all are still like that.
Well, I'd say that's, you know, that's one of the main things that you can look at just to see how destructive it was. Now, the 26th hurricane was awful destructive to the beaches, but there was nothing there to cause actual damage because there wasn't nothing along the beaches to be there other than just tearing up the coast, the beach on the beach there was all it done. You didn't look at it any damage then too much.
did you usually evacuate when the hurricanes come down here?
No, sir. No, sir.
Stay right through?
I stay right here. Stayed right in this house here in this last one.
Good.
Me and my family.
I guess that's pretty frightening.
No, sir.
Not worried too much?
Didn't worry me a bit in the world. Because the reason I didn't go, because we're in the center, you'd say the center of this peninsula here, which ain't but about, for the canal it isn't, but about, you know, the widest part of it's hard to 4 miles wide. But you're here where we're at right now, we're about 20 foot above sea level. And then you got higher ground between here and the beach. And I never have seen a tide over, normal tide over 6 or 7 foot. And none of it, not even that flood in 29 that washed Geneva all the way up in there, drowned so many people up Tea River, Choctaw River. But I stayed, me and my family stayed right here, we did. No trouble.
That's amazing. I guess most people up in.
Oh, I tell you what you do, you run off, you don't know. If people would do the right thing, like I see it, you know which way your hurricane's traveling. And if you're in an automobile and you've got your radio, most all automobiles got a radio in it. Well, they'll, instead of going either west or east, if the hurricanes are going north like it went, well, if they go east or west, either one, they could miss it. But a lot of them will take right off in the same path that the hurricanes are traveling in. And they get in trouble and they get off over there and getting them shelters and the lights goes off and ain't got no current in the dark. And
sounds like I'm,
you got every kind of a person in the world them that's just glad to be there to pull your pockets. That's right. I'd rather be here at home.